keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
Today is the last day of January, and 176 grade 8 learners in Tshwane West were still not placed as of yesterday. The Gauteng Department of Education has now been dealing with this, saying that all of the learners who applied for positions during the 2023 online admissions application period have been placed. There is this issue of the 176 grade 8 learners from the Tshwane West district currently awaiting placement. The Gauteng MEC for Education, Matome Chilwane, joining us now. MEC, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is the status of these 176 grade 8 learners?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Good afternoon to your listeners. Thanks again. 176, we've said we've placed. The only delay, why we say we've got 176, is that we are just cleaning up the infrastructure that we have found. So by Friday, they would have received SMSs, and they would also would have received their stationery to start on Monday. That's what we're talking about. So when we say we've placed, already we've found space for them. We know where they are going, and we know where we've set up the infrastructure, the teachers, all that is there. It's just that we're cleaning up the building we found for them.
I just want to make sure I understand this. So you found them a building. You're cleaning up the building. Is the building a school? Are there teachers in the building? Where exactly are they going?
Yes. No, it's a school. It's going to be a satellite school. Yes, it's a school. It's an infrastructure. It's a good building. It's not far from the school, the main school, so that the movement, that building will be utilized as an ordinary school for other subjects beyond those grade 8 that we'll be placing there.
MEC, I really want to make sure that I get this. So is it part of an established school? Is it a completely new school? Is it just a building? I'm not sure I'm with you on this one.
No, it's a building that we found that used to be owned by Telkom. We took up that infrastructure with Telkom. We fixed it. It's not very far from the main school, so that we are able to accommodate our learners, so that, and then we've set it up as a satellite school.
Okay, and where are the teachers coming from? And I must say, as a parent, I wouldn't be comfortable with my children being placed just in a building. I would want, more comprehensive infrastructure and knowledge that this was an established school.
It's not anything unusual, Mandy, to have a satellite school. There are schools where you find that they are occupying two properties. And so that maybe they might be cut off by a road or something.
That is exactly what I'm asking. Is it part of another school?
Yes, it's a satellite. Probably a satellite school, meaning it's part of an existing school. The reason we set it up as a satellite school is precisely that we are worried about the teachers. How are we going to, and also the school leadership, meaning that the principal will be one, SDB will be one, the teacher component will be one. Yes,
and I'm with you now.
We are going to add more teachers. For that particular school, at the school, not necessarily to say those teachers are going to be teachers that are going to be appointed for the satellite school. No, we are going to be appointing teachers for the school. So teachers will be teaching at that satellite school as well as the main school. So there will be, if it's a math teacher, he or she will teach at the main school and also at that school at the same time.
Got it. I'm with you now, MEC. Thank you. Now, why did it take so long, the whole of the month of January, to actually place these 176 grade 8 learners?
Infrastructure. I'll be very frank and honest with yourself. The infrastructure. And we do have that challenge precisely because of Gauteng is a growing province and there's a lot of in-migration into our province, especially at grade 8. There are a lot of parents who work in our province who are bringing their children into our province to come and live with them and study here. the infrastructure that we have currently, you know, is not, we are not developing it quick enough to meet the demand. Hence, we have this particular challenge. So we had to come up with a different means to ensure that we get this, we are able to place our learners. So with the plans that we have in place to build new schools, we should be able to alleviate this particular problem of placing on time.
Okay. MEC, thank you so much. That's the Gauteng MEC for Education, Matome Chilewane, explaining what the issues are around the placement of these 176 grade 8 learners from the Tshwane West District.